So as we mentioned last week, all right, as we brought forth some thoughts last week on the word burden, all right, we talked about the burden that was put on the children of Israel and that burden that they carried because they were afflicted, and how that burden that the children of Israel carried while in Egypt is or likened to the same burden that people carry while they're in sin. And it's a heavy load, a very, very heavy load. And so there's thoughts that we brought last week. And so we would like to have a couple of young people to carry on the thought on burden. Burden can be used in multiple ways when we're talking about the Christian life. So we asked Sister Katie to come and bring her thoughts on the word burden tonight. So, Sister Katie Presley.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to this day. We thank you for all your many blessings. We thank you for the good day that you've given us and the good service that we had this morning. We ask you, please help me as I speak and Colton as he speaks, that you'll calm our nerves and give us the words we have to say. Amen. All right, so I'm probably just going to read straight from this because I'm extremely nervous. So last week, Brother Steve talked about the burden of sin, and I'm not sure if this is what he's looking for, but this is what I've got. So it's very, very short. So I guess if I had to give it a title, it would be having a burden to be in God's will, even if it's not the will that we want. So we've heard countless times, make sure you have a burden to sing, to preach, to join the choir. And I'm sure that there are times where ones feel the burden and don't want to do what's being asked. I know when Brother Steve asked me last week to speak, almost every single day, I was like, should I text him and tell him I can't do it? Because I really did not want to be up here. But here I am, and the scripture that came to mind was Matthew 26 and 42. It said, he went away the second time and prayed and saying, oh my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. I know when Brother Steve asked me, I wasn't about to be crucified on the cross like Jesus was in that scripture, but if Jesus could be nailed to the cross, I could do something as simple as this for God. So the word burden means a load, typically a heavy one. When we say I have a burden to do such and such, we should make sure that that load we are carrying is God directing us. If we choose to move in a direction that we want or we only think the Lord is moving, it could be detrimental to souls, including our own. For example, we've all been in a service where we could feel the Spirit moving, we're expecting an altar call, but people haven't moved yet, so the song ends, and then another song comes up, and it's almost as if you can tell that that song really wasn't led by God, and it ruins the Spirit. That's just an example of wanting to make sure that we're completely in God's will before doing something, because someone that got up and really wasn't led by God could just be doing it for the show, or thinking that God led them, so that's and make sure that we're 100% led by God before doing anything. In Jeremiah 29:11-13, it says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Last year, I was praying about going to school, back to school, and this decision would have been super big, so I really wanted to make sure that I was in God's will. Whenever I'm thinking about like a big decision, I typically like to talk to my dad about it. Whenever we talk to our dad, typically the words you'll hear from him, one of the first few words are, did you pray about it, or make sure that's something you were praying about. And when he asked me, are you praying about it, I answered him telling him, yeah, I was praying about it and that God had not given me a no. And my dad answered saying, but that's not a yes. And I remember that really standing out to me. And from then on out, I prayed that God would give me a yes or a no to that answer, so I would make sure that it was his will and not my will. Within a couple days, I woke up in the middle of the night and I knew my answer was no. I had no doubt in my mind. I didn't want the answer to be no, but I'm really thankful that it was, because I'm not sure where I would have ended up if I had not had that burden to be in God's will. That's all I have, but I did want to testify. I got the flu on Wednesday, and I had to call off. This was my first week at my new job, and I had to call off 2 days, and they were super understanding, which I was really worried about, and I feel a lot better, so I'm thankful for that. And I want to thank the Lord for helping me today. I hate getting in front of people, and if I'm nervous, typically I cry. And like all week I was praying that like I wouldn't cry, because that's super embarrassing, and I didn't, so I'm thankful for that.
Amen. Very good. So we appreciate Sister Katie. I know it's typically she doesn't like to get up in front of people, but I really appreciate, you know. Young people, when you ask them to do something, that they're willing to do it. But she talked about being under a burden for the work of God, maybe being under the burden for a soul. And again, especially when you're talking about having a burden for the work of God, you know, sometimes you get criticism in the work of God. Sometimes you get praise in the work of God. Sometimes there are a lot of things that come along with having that burden. So it's really, really important to have that burden, right? But also having a burden for the decisions that you're making. And so I thought those were good thoughts tonight. Appreciate it so very, very much. And just like she said, you know, when Jesus was about ready to go to the cross, how many times did he have to pray? Three, right? Three times. He prayed three times. And his prayer was very similar all three times. But in the very end, he says, "Nevertheless, thy will be done." And so, young people, you know, it may take us a few times to go and get before the Lord to get his mind on something. And just as she said, you know, we want to make sure that we do our best to get that yes or get that no, right? We don't want to go off and do something. We've always been taught, we've said things, that if we don't know what the answer is, what do? We stand still. We wait, right? We wait. We wait upon the Lord. The Bible talks about waiting, and we don't like to wait, right? Don't like to wait. So, our next speaker tonight is Brother Colton. So, we're going to ask Brother Colton Carr to come.
Get myself situated real quick. I'm also going to start off with prayer. Dear God, thank you for this day. Thank you for the great service we had this morning. Thank you for how you've protected us this week. Keep us safe on the roads and stuff. Please just have us to say what you'd have us to say and nothing else. Watch, protect us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. So, first off, I want to, again, say, as Katie, the definition of a burden is a load, typically a heavy one. Whenever we think of burdens, we tend to think about the struggles we went through during sin, but we tend to forget that Christians have burdens too. It's not the kind that causes torment or heartache, but rather something that is essential in the Christian race. To be saved and carrying a burden means that you have a large desire to serve the Lord in some way. There are many types of burdens that we could all experience, some of which being a burden to see souls saved, a burden to visit someone, or a prayer burden. There are also burdens that could be associated with you individually, such as a burden to preach, a burden to play an instrument in a service, or a burden to sing a special. In Galatians 6 and 5, it says, "For every man shall bear his own burden." We all have our own burdens that can give us a drive to work for the Lord, but the Bible does not say that we have to work alone. In Galatians 6 and 2, it says, "Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." We all heard the sayings, two heads are better than one, but I think this mostly applies to Christians. The more spiritual people we surround ourselves with, the more likely we are to finish the Christian race. Whenever you can, try to surround yourself with people that are similar to you. If you want to visit someone or go canvassing, go in a group. Makes it more fun for you and for the people you're visiting. Makes more of an impact on who you're going to see. So I know we have our little visitation group that we have, and it might be a great encouragement if it's just Alex shows up and visits somebody, but I think it's going to be more of an encouragement when all of our whole group shows up.
True.
If you're struggling with something, find someone who has gone through the same issues and has had victory over the situation. They'll understand your situation the most. They'll be able to give you the best advice to get through it. and they're more likely to be there for you if you ever need something because they understand what you went through. Some say the Christian race is a lonely one because sometimes you have to leave your old family and friends behind to make progress. But if you run the race the way God intended you to, you'll always have the Lord and your Christian family by your side.
Right.
And I know it's short, but that's all I have.
All right. Very good. Thank you. Appreciate it. And just like Brother Colton said, you know, talk about bearing one another's burdens. Whether you're going through a hard place, you know, I think about when you're under a burden, maybe you are going through a hard place. Maybe you're going, you know, maybe it might be an affliction. It might be a hard place in your life that you're going through. And it's wonderful to have those around that will help us when we carry those burdens. Again, the definition of a burden is carrying a heavy load, or generally that load is often heavy. And sometimes, you know, I think about, and this is probably the first time that I ever saw it, was there was a place, and it was out in the West somewhere. It was Boys Town. And it had a statue outside of Boys Town, and it had one young man carrying another young man like piggyback or on his shoulders. And the caption underneath says, "He's not heavy, he's my brother." And so when we are going through those hard places, if we help bear one another's burdens, how much lighter that load becomes. And I appreciate the thoughts tonight. Appreciate, you know, when we are under that burden, that not only do we have God to turn to tonight, but also we have one another to help us as we go through those burdens.